Shanika.
Shanika. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I am shooken because literally I've probably followed you been tapping in with you for a couple years now.
Okay.
And I love it. I love what you represent. I love what you're doing for what you've done for yourself, how you have I won't say reinvented, but just transformed, you know, and just evolved, and what you're doing to help women to see their potential.
Yes, absolutely.
And to see where they are playing with themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Playing with their lives. And I want to get right into it, but one of the things I was on my mind is that were you a fan of Kevin Samuels?
I wouldn't say a fan, but there were points that were made, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people have their riffs about it. I get it. Me, I don't never take anything personal. I'm looking for the message. Okay. Separate the person. So I know there was a lot of things he said that people didn't like, but at the end of the day, it's just like, I'm here for the message.
Yeah.
And I found some things that I liked, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Have you always been the person to be able to separate the message from the messenger? Like, have you, like, because I feel like I, in times, have been triggered. Been mm-hmm. like, they can't tell me nothing. They haven't even figured out. They haven't figured out this. Now I am a person that can see the message mm-hmm. without worrying about who brought it to me. Right. But have you always been that way?
No, I haven't. And that takes growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes you also dropping your ego. You know, I don't judge anybody. People mm-hmm. change. People say things and you don't like it. That's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
So I oftentimes just, I guess I can say, I just, one day I just kind of thought to myself, you know, in order to hear the truth and hear the messages, you have to do that mm-hmm. because you're only holding yourself back and you're limiting yourself. So, no, I didn't always think like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're just like, okay, in order to grow, I know that I have to do this.
Yeah.
I have to be
anytime anything is super popular or going crazy in the media, just do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just do the opposite. Don't follow what the crowd is saying. Just do the opposite.
So
find what you seek in that, and that's it.
What about when people don't know their own voice?
Right.
When they can't distinguish their thoughts from the crowd? Like, what is the process of, you know, finding your own voice and knowing that it's your own voice?
You know, again, I think a lot of times it's just dropping your ego too and realizing, you know, you don't have to agree with everything, but you also don't have to react. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult to say, kind of, you know, I don't know. I just feel like as I'm on my journey, my spiritual journey, my inner journey, it's just something that kind of happened.
Yeah.
Like one day I just grew up and I was like, you know what, I have to look at things from a different perspective. And you have to have an open mind. A lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep their minds closed and they react to everything because
mm-hmm.
they're still thinking with their human self.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to evolve past that so that you can see things for what they are.
When you say human self.
Yeah.
You mean just like the ego, the flesh?
Yeah,
like,
the ego, the flesh. Yes, ego, the flesh. You know, for me, it's about reaching my higher self always.
Mm-hmm.
And that calls for me to drop my ego to do that. And that's difficult for a lot of people to do.
Yeah.
Because you have to leave all the human stuff behind mm-hmm. if you truly want to evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We often think that the ego, is the ego tries to protect us, tries to keep us from experiencing any embarrassment
mm-hmm.
or hurt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it tends to kind of backfire.
It does. Time. It does, because it wants to stop you from doing that. It's just your own self fighting with yourself. So naturally, it's going to be difficult, but you have to push past that. And it's not easy. It's a journey. You know, like today, you know, I was on live and people were like, okay, when do you do this and when do you stop? You never stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continuous journey. So there is no destination for it. There's so much to learn about yourself.
Mm.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have so much to talk about. Okay. You were saying in order to grow, mm-hmm. you had to just grow up one day. Mm-hmm. How did you grow up? Like, what was your upbringing like or your childhood?
No, I grew up actually, you know, poor. I grew up in the hood, okay. You know.
In Atlanta?
No, in Athens. I'm from Athens, Georgia. So I grew up there. Like, it wasn't easy. It was tough. Like, mm-hmm. especially being a girl in that environment, I talk about that a lot. Being a girl, a black girl yeah. in that environment, you know, you can't truly be yourself because it's predatorial. Mm. It's also not just from the male standpoint, but from the women too, because there's people that are always trying to dim your light. So you kind of suppress yourself. Mm. And then one day, you know, you just have to let all that go so that you can evolve. But that's not easy because... Yeah. When so many things are against you, when so many people are trying to stop you from figuring out who you are, it's difficult to overcome that. But you have to keep pushing forward. You have to.
And you just had, you know, because there's so many people that come from, like, even in the same families, there's people that had the same parents, same household, and end up being so different.
Yes.
You know, did everyone in your family decide, hey, I'm going to move away from Athens. I'm going to pursue my dreams. Did they do that?
You know, not necessarily. And I'm not saying that to talk bad about my family. I love my family for who they are. No, I think that some of us are what we would like to call the black sheep or the star seeds that come in to change the paradigm, because a lot of us were born into traumatic situations. A lot of us were born in those environments. And so oftentimes a lot of people that feel that change within them, they stop identifying with a lot of things, even their own family. Mm. It's because you're sent here to change the paradigm. And that work is not fucking easy. Yeah. Excuse my language, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not easy and it's gonna be tough, but it's that way. I feel like for me to just keep pushing forward, this is just what the journey requires, but that can change at any time. Mm-hmm. And so I changed my own paradigm. I'm not the same person I was. I don't think the same, and I've evolved past that. And you have to do that in order to figure out who you are. You can't stay in victim mode. I'm not a victim.
Yeah.
I'm not a victim of my circumstances.
Wow.
I've moved past all that.
And what was the... How old were you when it was like,
Six.
Really?
I was 6 years old.
I remember it. Vividly.
I remember that. I do. It's like this light came on and I don't know. I just became very aware of like everything. And I was like, this is not for me. Like, no, like I have to get out of here. And whatever it takes, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't, you know, I didn't have that type of support, you know, it just wasn't there. I love my mom for everything that she sacrificed and done for me, but there wasn't no, okay, here's money for college. Okay, here's what you need to do for life. Like, a lot of us are not taught that. You kind of just get thrown into the world and you have to figure it out. And even that is challenging, but you still have to persist forward.
Yeah. And I know we're always like apologizing when we're, I feel like often we apologize for speaking our truth because sometimes our truth can highlight, I guess, you know, someone else's lack of support. Even with my mom, I finally, and I don't even know if I haven't said this to her, but I for so long, I just wanted her approval and acceptance. And finally, I just realized, Mommy, I love you. I respect you. I admire you. You're great. But when I look at your life, I don't want your life.
Yeah.
So that means that it's okay for me to choose differently.
You just went through the stages of healing. It's compassion, understanding, forgiveness. And that's for you. That's exactly what you just did. You transmuted that situation. That's what I tell people all the time. Separate the person from the situation. Like, you know, I've even had to do that. Look at your mother for who she is as a woman, what she might have went through, you know, things that she might be struggling with, and try to find compassion and understanding in that. Yeah. Once you do that, then you can move on to forgiveness. And that's for you to transmute that energy that you're feeling for your own journey. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what you just did.
Because I mean, it is. It's a struggle. It is a struggle.
It's tough.
But that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. You know, and again, that's not easy, because to forgive people for things that you may feel like, well, they don't deserve my forgiveness, it's not for them. It's for you.
So you cannot hold on to it.
You can't hold on to it, because all it's going to do is keep you low, keep your vibration low, mm-hmm. and you won't be able to transform.
Yeah. That brings me just to another point. But before that, anyone who doesn't know who you are, what is your professional title? What are your Renaissance woman? What are all the things that are under your belt right now that you're currently, you know, operating?
Yeah, I would like to look at myself as an inspiration to women. I'll just say that, because I've been able to take myself from a dark place and rise myself up. And that in itself, you know, is something to be proud of. Mm-hmm. And all I want to do is be an inspiration for myself first and just for everybody. And so that's what I am. Of course, I own businesses, a hair company, Adams Collection. And then I have, Simply Shanika. So that is my blog, where I am pretty much using myself in my experiences to help other women transform their lives. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what I've been called to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to keep doing.
Because you did it for yourself and you were like, okay,
yeah,
I want to help other women.
Right. And naturally, I just feel like I was called to do that. Mm-hmm. And so that's just what I do. And I enjoy it.
The reason why I asked about Kevin Samuels is because I don't look at you anything like that,
right.
But I do look at, if we're thinking about the sector, like okay, you are helping women,
right.
You know, and he was doing his best to help men,
right.
You know? And so, but when you do that, when you put yourself out there and you speak like so candidly about, you know, you're standing up for yourself, you're standing up for other women, it's like black and white, y'all. Yeah. Y'all need to do this. It's no sugarcoating anything. Right. You put yourself in the limelight to be criticized.
Yes.
Noticed that you always have a moderator on your live.
Girl, it gets crazy. It do.
How do you? I'm a sensitive soul, and I'm not, so maybe it's a different word. I am not prepared for the fight that would come with.
There is no fight.
Okay, so you don't look at it as a fight.
No.
How do you? So you never. Are you ever triggered by the random attacks?
I used to be, but again, it's just like what we were discussing earlier. I got to a place where I'm at a place where I've realized who the fuck I am, and nobody can tell me different. I can trigger you, I'm powerful.
Mm.
I take that energy and I transmute that. Mm. And thank you. Please keep giving it to me, but I am going to block your ass.
Yeah. So.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't trigger me, because I define who I am, not you and your angry little comments.
Wow.
So.
And you're able to see that. You're able to see where it's coming from. You don't have to validate every little thing someone.
Absolutely not. You know, again, you got to look at it just from the perspective of people who do that are triggered because you represent something that they obviously want to be. Mm-hmm. And it's not anything physical. It's a light, an energy that they wish that they can possess, a confidence. I mean, I'm in my divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people want to be in that place. That's why they feel lost. Mm-hmm. I've discovered that. I'm still discovering that.
Mm-hmm.
And people can recognize. You don't have to beat your chest and be like, hey, look at me. I've changed.
Yeah.
People will see.
They'll just see
keep
it.
Doing you. And that's it. And that triggers people. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I understand. I would be too. I mean, look at me.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah. I'm just like, yeah, but you're able to just take it in one ear and put it
out the other. It is what it is.
Yeah, I probably need to schedule a one-on-one
about
that. Because you do one-on-one girl chat.
I do.
How does that work? They just book your time?
Yes.
And then you just have a private call?
Yeah, so on my website, you go on there, my times are available. You select your time. There's a questionnaire, and you fill that out, and we go from there. And we talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. It doesn't have to just be dating and relationships.
Yeah.
And we go from there. Like, it's a safe, private, confidential place. Like, women, we heal in circles. Mm. You know, we help each other heal. And again, I feel like I've been called to do that. And people feel very safe with me. They trust me. Mm. And I'm changing lives in my own little way. I'm making a difference in my own little way. And that's where I find peace. That's where my richness comes from.
Mm. I love that.
I'll always be rich because I'm genuinely here to help other people.
Yeah. I mean, we need it.
We do.
We absolutely need it. And you have a very unique space because I just don't see any other women with the package, the whole package, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
I just don't see it out there, you know? So I'm like, I love this. I wanted to talk about boundaries.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's like such a buzzword now. Boundaries, set boundaries, boundaries.
Right.
And it's absolutely needed. But I think it's something that's just really hard for people to set.
Right.
Is it because, do you think it's because people, or I'll speak for myself, I'm definitely learning boundaries. Okay. I'm putting them in place. I've had to, and I love the boundaries. But I think in my close circle, it's where it's harder for me to create the boundaries.
That's
because I'm so emotionally connected. Okay,
yeah.
I feel like it's hard because I'm so easily guilted.
Right.
And what do you tell you know, your clients or just your friends about boundaries?
You just have to do it. Like, I don't sugarcoat anything because it's simple. You just have to do it, and it's uncomfortable. I know because I've suffered from that myself. It's difficult, especially with the people closest to you. But you have to understand that your boundaries are there to protect you so that relationships can stay healthy, because just like you have boundaries, so does the other person. And those things are there to keep us on track, to keep us both protected. Don't do things I don't like, vice versa. And so you just have to do it.
You just have to
say, hey, this is my boundary. If you love me and you respect me, you will honor that.
So what about when, because there was a girl that was, this was a few years ago, and she was attempting, we were like building a friendship, you know, whatever. I met her through a mutual friend.
Ooh,
I met her through a mutual friend, and I'll dig into it a little bit. She was married.
Okay.
And she would talk to me about her husband, now ex-husband. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about her husband and say, she would just vent to me. And it was pretty much all negative.
Mm-hmm.
And she would just say, he's miserable. He complains all the time. He doesn't want me to do this or that. And so I never talked bad about him. I just listened to her and I encouraged her.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think we were out somewhere and something happened with a mutual friend, and she told me something about that friend, and I was just, I just kind of pulled back because I'm like, I don't like what you're telling me about this friend. It's making me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't even know if that's true. And then she was like, well, my husband saw it and he said, da, da, da. And so I said to her, I said, Why would I listen to your husband? You've just spent the last 6 months telling me how you don't even value his opinion.
Right.
But in this scenario, you want me to value his opinion.
Right.
And she was very upset and told me, you need to get some thick skin. If you ever want to have real friendships, you need to learn and not be so sensitive. And so she made me feel like, I felt like in that moment I created a boundary.
Yes,
like,
you did.
I'm not listening to this. I'm not accepting just because, you know, but then she tried to turn it on me and say that I was too sensitive and that I wouldn't be able to build a friendship.
No, that again, see, it's not easy and it may not be accepted well. You have to understand that too. And sometimes putting boundaries in place could cause relationships to end.
Mm.
So it happens.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know because I've had to do it. And fortunately, those people are no longer in my life.
And you're
okay.
And you're okay with it.
Yeah.
You're okay with it now, and have you always been, or was there like a period of mourning or grief when you have to let people go, or
of
when
course
you go
it
back
is naturally if you care for them and you have feelings. Yeah. I'm not a robot, but
yeah
I did, but I pushed past that because I got to do what's best for me.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. No, I love that. I just really think that's empowering, because that doing what's best for you, gosh, because I feel like it's empowering, because we all need to be doing that so that we can even be healthy enough to extend ourselves outside to other people. Mm-hmm. But that brings me to the point of selfishness.
Okay.
And how often people will say that you're selfish when you are focused on yourself.
Of course they are, because again, when you put boundaries in place, the people that want to continuously cross those are going to be triggered. So absolutely, you should be selfish. Why not? Mm. Why not? I mean, I don't have to extend myself to you if you cannot respect me. So if you look at that as selfish, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, just accept that that's okay.
And so when you, so selfishness for you, the word selfish is not a negative
thing. It's not a negative thing. You know, I always tell women, you know, I'm kind, but I'm not nice.
Yes.
Because niceness to me is too close to people pleasing. I'm kind in my heart because I have empathy. That's different. But don't expect me to be nice and let you walk all over me, you know, and people have a problem with that. Oh, you're selfish, or you're mean, or you're a bitch, or whatever. Yeah, I am. Okay. Again, because being a bitch is energy. Mm. You know, being selfish and being assertive is the action. Mm. Two different things. Mm. So the bitchiness is the energy I'm carrying. Don't F with me.
Yeah,
my assertiveness
and find out.
Right, you are. And my boundaries and my assertiveness and my selfishness is the action. Like, no.
And it's really to just, it's self-preservation, right?
Absolutely. Mm. We have to preserve ourselves, especially Black women, because there's so much expected of us. We're expected to give without receiving much in return. Mm-hmm. And so this is why I tell Black women specifically, absolutely be selfish. Say no. Mm. Rest. Mm. Okay? You don't have to be of service to the world. Mm. That's why I say don't jump up and join any fights. Say your prayer and keep it moving. Mm. Preserve yourself. Mm-hmm. It's your time. It's your life. You don't have to give that away to other people just for what? No.
Yes. The war on Black women.
Yeah.
You said specifically the humbling.
The humbling of Black women.
What is that about?
You know, just people not feeling comfortable with seeing Black women transmute. Mm-hmm. Again, because the conditioning in society is Black women look like this, they do this, they ghetto, they ratchet, they're hypersexual, they're this, this, and that. And when you decide you don't want to play that game and do something different with your life, people want to try to humble you. And it's not just about that. It's just when you are confident in yourself, when you're doing things on your own terms, people want to try to humble you, especially being a beautiful woman, you know, and being confident and successful. People always are trying to humble you. So that's why oftentimes you'll see a lot of successful women, they don't have a lot of big circles or a lot of friends, because it's challenging. It's challenging. So unfortunately, that's the way that the world is. And that's why I also tell women to preserve themselves and be careful who you're aligning yourself with, because you have to protect yourself, because people don't want to see you shine.
People don't want to see.
They don't.
It's so hard. I mean, it's evident to me that that is true.
Yeah.
It's just, I have a hard time just like accepting that in my, in my brain, because it's like, I don't feel that way,
right.
You know, so how, but I guess it's just from personal trauma, personal.
It is. A lot of people are dealing with things within themselves. So what somebody does to you has nothing to do with you. You know, I say this and I know a lot of people don't like it, but there is no real solidarity with women. Mm. It's not. Like, it's not. And it's not, it is what it is. Yeah. You know, naturally, the resources, because we operate, a lot of us, in a scarcity mindset, we feel like resources are low. So I will step over you to get whatever, whatever, and fine, do what you want. But that's why you got to protect yourself, protect, you know, your life and what you're trying to have, because other people will try to mess with that and mess it up for you.
They'll try to mess it up.
They will.
And I love that you say that, because baby, I am just, I've been feeling like, I've heard people say, I've heard specifically people say, I hate when girls say, I get along better with guys. And they're like, those girls, I don't like girls like that, because they just don't know. They don't know how to be friends with girls. And I'm just like, I've had the most trauma with female friends that have just not been who they say they were,
right,
not seen me for who I've been to them.
Right.
And for you to say that, for you to you know, speak that out clearly, someone might think that, oh, she's one of those girls that just doesn't know how to be friends.
No.
But no, you are a girl's girl, because you dedicated your time and your life
Absolutely.
To helping women. So you clearly love women.
I do.
But you're able to see the epidemic.
Absolutely. I mean, I deal with it all the time, just like we were talking about earlier with the haters and, you know, different things like that. I've always dealt with that, even in childhood. Mm-hmm. And at first, it used to bother me and it used to hurt. But again, it is what it is. Like, I understand that a lot of people are hurt, so they're lashing out at me. And so I just protect myself from it. I don't have a lot of friends, because a lot of people I've had in my life have definitely done things to betray me. And once trust is broken, it's hard to get that back.
Yeah.
And so, listen, you just have to protect yourself. The higher you go, the more bullshit's going to come your way. Just realize it, because your light is triggering those people. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
What is the, how much time do you give people? Like, you know how they say, okay, just try to work on it. Try to see, you know, right. What is the process that you do? Like, when you have a friend, mm-hmm. or you're developing a friendship, or maybe even it's a friendship that you've had for a while that's starting to kind of like fall apart. What is your process of deciding to let go or to keep trying?
You know, now I'm more blunt with it, because you give me weird energy, I'm cutting you off. But I'm also still understanding, because I understand that people are not perfect. It really just depends on what's going on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, if I can't trust you, if I feel like you're a monitoring spirit, and if the energy feels...
Ooh, you said a monitoring
spirit? Yes. A lot of people are monitoring spirits. They're just in your life to monitor what you got going on, just to make sure you ain't doing too good, or if you're doing bad, so that they can monitor what you have going on. That's exactly what they are.
Do they have time for anything else if they're doing
Yeah,
that?
They do, but they're there just to monitor you. That's it.
And you think the monitoring also involves, like, hoping some of your energy or light will drip onto
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. And so they sit around and they're just keeping tabs on you. And people like that, to me, are dangerous. I keep them away. I'm very intuitive, and I can sense things. I can read people very well. And if I feel like that about you, I'm going to cut you off. And
does your cutoff look like a block? It's like a straight-up block.
It is. I don't want weird people around me. Listen, I'm always coming, and I'm genuine, because it's in my heart. Mm-hmm. And if I'm with you, I'm for you. You'd never have to worry about me doing anything to hurt you or backstab you.
Yeah.
I expect people to be the same way. Unfortunately, they're not. Mm-hmm. And once I figure out you're not, you have to go. You have to go.
And so is it lonely?
I'll say the journey, it can be, because the more you tap into your divinity, the less you associate with a lot of things, the less you'll associate with people, because they're not growing, or they're here to try to take you off your path. So, yeah, it can be, in the sense. I don't look at it like that. Okay. I'm doing the work.
Okay.
I'm doing the work. You know, I have goals and things in life. I'm here to understand myself, to figure out the tools of life. So I don't have to come back here because I'm not.
Yeah, no.
Maybe that's too deep, but yeah.
No, when you say deep as hell. When you say come back here, that I'm assuming it's just like a soul that comes back to finish up.
Finish up the work. I think this is my last cycle here. So really? I'm really just trying to focus and unlock the tools, the key to who I am. That's what it's all about. And I know that's why I'm triggering so many people. I don't trust a lot of people, and you shouldn't, honestly. Mm. and that's not a bad thing. Again, it's just I disrupt people. Mm-hmm. I really do. And mm-hmm. I don't say that in a cocky way or that I'm better.
You're because aware.
I'm aware. I do, because I'm evolving so fast and disassociating from a lot, and people can't handle that. Because they are not keeping up with me, and I can't stop my progress for you. I have to keep going. And so, although, you know, it could be a lot to deal with at times, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is powerful because it really, really, really is.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's a part of me that I'm working on and being evolving. Able to, let go.
You have to let go. Let go so you can transform. Mm-hmm. You have to.
It's so challenging, I think, because I go back and forth. And I don't know, maybe that's the Libra in me. They say, like, we're always trying to find balance. And mm-hmm. I can see it this way, but I can also see it this way.
You got to see it for what it is.
Got to see it for what it
what
is.
What is it? That's what
and,
it
and
is.
And I think that, so basically when you say see it for what it is, it really is look at the present reality. Is
look
that what
it.
You mean?
Yes, look at it for what it is right here, right now.
Not what it used to be.
Not what it used to be.
Not how it started off.
Right.
Not how what it could be if things were ideal. But just what it is.
Yes.
And make a decision based on what it is.
Right.
And so if I happen to be wrong, right,
mm-hmm.
then I just deal with those consequences and learn from it.
Yes.
Versus trying to avoid being wrong and then just staying stuck.
Absolutely. It's all about making those choices and figuring out your path. Like, you got to make the choices so you know where to go. And you learn from it. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up about it. You have to be your biggest cheerleader in this life, because nobody else is going to do it for you.
Yeah, no one has the capacity. So if a friend of yours stole a pair of shoes, is that a cutoff?
Oh, yes. A girl did that to me before, actually. Funny story. Like, when I was very young, like 20, I had this roommate, and I was going out of town. And, you know, she would come in my bathroom, use it, whatever. I didn't care. So I was leaving to go out of town. I had to turn back around and come back and get something. I come in the house, go in my room. She's in there. I ain't say nothing. It's cool. But I walk by and I'm like, are those my leggings? And at that time, I used to initial my stuff. It's just some hood stuff, you know, whatever, whatever. Just some hood little stuff. I initialed my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, it's not. I yanked the pants down and there were my initials, S.A. She couldn't say anything. She just looked dumbfounded.
Oh, my God.
And that was the end of that.
Wow.
And she had them on with no underwear. I was like, you can just keep them, girl.
So that was some, that ain't right. But no, that happened to me.
No, you went through my stuff. See, the thing is, you violated me. You went through my things. You had to go digging.
You went digging.
Right. So that means you've been doing that. You've had your eye on that. That means you've been doing that. I don't trust you.
Because, yeah, why are you around here? Why are we roommates? Why are we friends if you can't just ask me to borrow a pair?
Just say, hey, girl, let me borrow. Like, I don't care. It's just clothes.
But now it's like, no, you violated me.
You
and
violated
I don't trust
me.
You.
I don't trust you. You have to go.
So that's a so that was a red flag that it happened to me. A friend of mine stole a pair of shoes. It's so crazy because, and I still stay friends with her. So yeah. I was living at a place and she was going through some hard times. And so I said, hey, do you want to stay here? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you don't have to pay anything. Just get yourself on your feet. And I had moved out, but the lease was paid up for about 5 more months. And so I'm like, shoot, I would want somebody to do this for me. She was going through a hard time. I'm like, it's Atlanta. I don't want her out here doing whatever.
Right.
And so I still had some of my clothes there. And so when the lease was up and it was time to move everything out, you know, some things were missing. But the one thing that I really was looking for is these shoes. And I said, have you seen, you know, these shoes? And she was like, uh-uh. I'm like, okay. I'm not even thinking anything of it because we don't dress the same. We do wear the same size right. shoe, but we don't dress the same. So I'm just like, okay, no big deal.
She definitely stole those shoes.
When she moved into her new place, I came to visit her, and she came downstairs to get me. We were walking them into her new place, and I looked down, and there's shoes.
Uh-huh.
And I said, when'd you get those? Because I've never seen her wear those kind of shoes, that brand or anything. And she was like, I got them from The Real Real. And I was like, oh, okay. We proceed to go into her place, and shoes are just hanging out everywhere, clothes. You know, it was messy. And she went straight to the back, hid those shoes. And I'm just thinking like, wow. You got everything else hanging out. Why you don't just throw the shoes to the
right.
side?
Uh-huh.
But she knew that I would be able to identify them
exactly.
up close if I picked them up.
Yeah.
And my issue was, I just was so shook that I couldn't believe that I was embarrassed for her. I had the secondhand right. embarrassment, and I kept making excuses like, oh, maybe she's just, you know, scared or maybe right. like, but that wasn't right.
No, it wasn't. She's a thief and she can't be trusted. Goodbye. Like, it's that simple.
Yeah.
Out of here. No.
And that, I think that's the time I'm on right now, where it's just like calling it what it is.
That's
and
it.
Just,
it will save you so much time. I don't have time for
this.
I'm a grown woman. Listen, you're a thief. Goodbye.
You're a thief. And we're grown. Goodbye. So it's like, we're stealing, really?
Yeah.
From friends?
From your friends.
And from a friend who just helped you out.
Right. You didn't have to. You could have just asked. Like, it's
you
that
really
could
have just asked because I'm your right. sister.
Right.
So that's that. I guess those are those fake friendships, those monitoring people
yes.
who aren't truly on your level.
They're not.
But they want to be there. They
want
to be
they
around.
They want to. That's why she stole your shoes, because she wants to be you. Honestly, that's witchcraft to me. You got to go.
Really?
Yes. People covet things that they see every day. Mm-hmm. So she's been doing nothing but coveting you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And me holding on is really holding me back.
It is. When you know what it is and who she is or whatever the situation is, you are stunting your own growth. Every time you deny yourself of what you know, deny your intuition, it's like you lessen your ability to see through things. That's why you have to trust it and push forward. So it's like what we were talking about earlier, just in regards to, you know, having to set those boundaries and things, you just have to do it. Same thing.
And move on.
Just move on. See it for what it is. Call it out if you want to. Like me, I'm like a slow ghoster. I'll just kind of like, yeah, I have to tread lightly with people.
Yeah.
You know, I do, because it's like, you know.
What do you mean tread lightly? In the sense of like, you don't want to just cause a ruckus because you don't know how they're going to like react?
No, but because people know what they do. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, you know.
Got it. Yeah.
I don't. And people are like, yeah, you should. No, I don't. You know what you did.
You know what you did. Why do you think people think that we're always supposed to just talk it out?
Yes. Because it's like you have to be the good person when you were the one wronged. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
So yeah.
I'm not going to be the bigger person or the good person to tell you what you did. You're an adult. You pay your taxes. So
yeah.
You know right from wrong.
Yeah. Figure
so,
it out.
Figure it out. You know why. You know why. And usually people can feel the energy shift. You
yeah.
know what's up.
Yeah.
So I don't have to explain. I'm going to just bow out gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to do that
yeah.
multiple times. You know, even this year, it's lots of people who I've had to like walk away from. You're not here for me.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually going to stunt my growth. And it's sad, because at first I didn't realize it, but it's like those moments of clarity that you
mm-hmm.
get, and you're like, wow, this person has been a hater the whole time.
The whole time.
Just sitting here smiling in your face, like the whole time.
And it's holding us back.
It's holding
don't.
Us back. And that's scary to me. Like, I'm afraid of people like that.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
No, I know, right? Because it's almost like they're moving in a way that, to the point where I'm like, am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. Mm-hmm. They got their own issues. What other people do to you is a reflection of them. It's not a reflection of you. It's, you know, they're exposing their own insecurities, their own lack within. And them doing those things to you is just them lashing out to try to find some sort of feel good within themselves. Mm-hmm. Miserable people.
Yeah.
Hurt people.
Yeah.
So that's how it is.
You were speaking of just like the energy, this year, there's been a lot of people that just have, I guess, been exposed.
Yes.
Exposed themselves to what they really are. And I know that, you know, speaking to my team and speaking to my friends and just in the world, it's really heavy right now.
It's heavy.
It's super
because
heavy.
Because we're going through a transformation.
Now, about that, the transformation that you see happening.
You know, well, for me, on a spiritual level, it's just leaving behind the old paradigm and moving towards something new. You know, right now, it's like we're just getting prepared. We're losing things. Things are being revealed. That's why all the evil is being revealed. You have to wash away the old to make new. We're heading towards a golden age. And hopefully, I think we'll be alive to see it. But that's exactly what's happening. So this heavy energy that people are feeling, you know, for one, the vibration on this planet is extremely low right now. Mm-hmm. So again, that's why I'm always like, preserve yourself. Mm-hmm. Stay away from things that are sent to steal your energy because, well, there is a lot of energy harvesting going on.
Yeah.
So stay away and do your work. Focus on you so that you can reach the divinity within you because everything that's going on right now is a distraction. It's meant to keep you low. It's meant to keep you sad and, you know, all these other feelings that you should just be focusing on yourself. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be worried about, oh, my God, you know, I can't pay my rent or the war or whatever is going on. I don't. I'm sorry that these things are going on, but I'm not going to subscribe to it and give it my energy.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. Because there is clearly an agenda of
an agenda.
What the media wants to show us.
Absolutely.
They're showing us as much trauma as they can show us.
The media runs America. Like, wake up, it does. It tells you what to think. When the media changes its perception, so does yours. Mm-hmm. So is it really your own thoughts or is it something you're being brainwashed with and programmed to think? Think about it. So again, take things with a grain of salt, you know, stay aware of what's going on. Oh, I stay aware, but I'm not giving it my energy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not out here marching and doing any of that. I'm not going to give it my energy because I know what it's there for. It's not here to help me.
It's not. Right.
No.
Because I feel like as much money is put into showing us what's wrong, how about put the money into repairing?
What's right.
Yeah.
What's good. Things that can help the people. So that's a telltale sign of how you know that it's not anything good for you.
Yeah.
So leave it alone. Stop subscribing to it.
Yeah. There's no way that there's all these resources here on this land and the problems just keep getting worse. The money is stacking up. We have all this technology and all this new age and all this.
Because that's being created for you. That's the reality that's being created for you. That's why you have to deplug from that and create your own reality. Your imagination is how you create your world. The life that I'm living, who I am sitting here, I envisioned all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've realized that I always knew that I would transmute, like I told you, when I was 6, out of the rut that I was in to become the woman that I am. And that hasn't been easy. Mm-hmm. But here I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to deal with whatever comes my way. But I'm always going to be focused on me and those that I love. Everything else don't matter to me. And I'm always going to, you know, be of service because I'm here to be a vessel to be used to inspire, to help. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Nothing else. outside of that, I could care less about. Yeah, like, for real.
I love that.
Listen, I'm going to keep living my best life. I'm going to keep, listen, the world could be ending, and it is.
Yeah.
Okay, ain't shit I could do about that.
Yeah. I mean,
so why should I have to stay and be miserable when I don't have to be?
Yeah.
Nobody is going to write my reality. I'm not giving you that power. People have to stop giving it power. You control your own destiny. And I know that may sound ridiculous to say, well, it's easy for you to say. No, it's not, because I had to get myself out of that.
Yeah.
Like, the woman that you see today is not who I was even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly transforming, because nobody is going to write my story but me.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. You speak about downloads. Mm-hmm. We're getting downloads.
Yeah.
And I hear that, and I have an idea of what, I guess it's, is okay. It sounds so deep. Mm-hmm. Is it something that everyone can receive, or it, you know, what level do you have to be on to get downloads, and what does that actually mean?
Be for me, you know, those downloads are just those moments of clarity.
Okay.
When everything makes sense. It's like when it hits you and you're like, dang, that makes sense. Or, oh, this. Or it's also guidance just from your higher self. Mm. That's it. It's your higher self speaking to you.
And getting to
that's
that,
it.
Identifying that, first you have to believe in
you
your
have to
self.
Believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. And again, people ask me, but what you have to realize is spirituality is not something anyone can teach you. It's something you got to discover and study and go on your journey, and you will start to connect the dots about a lot of things and understand yourself. If you read all of these spiritual books, everything that's out there, at the end of the day, I am. It's about you looking within yourself. It's not out there or over there. That's why I don't subscribe to religion, because it's a social construct to keep you limited. Spirituality is limitless. There is no limit because it's a relationship between you and the divine, yourself.
Mm.
I don't have to subscribe to something that keeps my mind limited to have a relationship with God, because it's within me.
It's within you.
And I try to get people to expand their mind and see that, you know, but they don't want to because they're conditioned.
They're conditioned. And they feel more comfort and safety in staying in that space.
A lot of them suffer from cognitive dissonance. And I don't judge people, because I used to be there.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff that I'm, you know, talking about and even experiencing, I used to think it was crazy. Mm-hmm. Because throughout my life, I've had many people visit me throughout life to try to bring this information, this knowledge, to help unlock my third eye so that I could see myself. And I was like, what is this? That's crazy. I just wasn't ready. It happens when you're ready. Mm-hmm. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear, type thing.
Yeah. And so, dang, I feel like everyone's not, unfortunately, everyone's just not going to get it.
They're not. And again, I can't do nothing about that, because I can't teach you that. It's not one thing in particular. And yeah, you could do psychedelics and, you know, all of those things, but I wouldn't recommend that, because a lot of folks are just not prepared to have that consciousness maybe turned on. It's like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would rather stay in the Matrix because it's comfortable. When you leave it, your whole world changes. Mm-hmm. Nothing is ever the same. And some people can't handle that.
Yeah.
They can't handle it.
I was talking to my mom about new stuff that I had learned several years ago. Just information about slavery and how the story was taught. And it's not necessarily exactly how it's been taught in these books. And, you know, there was people on this. Our people were on this land. You know, we weren't just all brought here. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her about, you know, the systems and all this stuff set up. And she was like, Kayla, she's like, I just don't want to hear that. You know,
it's too just, much. You can,
and I said, Mom, I'm not telling you to scare you. I'm empowering you.
At that point, you have to stop.
You have to stop.
I used to be that way with my family and people. And they were looking at me like, girl, what the fuck are you talking about? What crack is you smoking? Like, because when your consciousness first clicks on, it's like, it's like a baby just learning how to walk. You're like, what in the F?
Yeah.
Like all this stuff. And you're just like, I have to tell people.
Yeah.
It's phases you go through with the consciousness. Got you it. Go through that phase of, I got to tell everybody. Even if they don't want to hear it. Even if they're calling you crazy. You go through all of that. And then as you continue on, you'll get to a place kind of where I am now with it. Like, I can speak my messages and I can do it and let it be that and not try to push people to do anything. The best I can do, the best you can do for people like that, here's the book, here's the information. What they do with it is up to them. Plant the seed, let it go. Don't try to force them to see it your way, because she doesn't have the consciousness to see it. She doesn't want to. She's preventing her own self from doing that. And that's her choice.
Yeah, it's her it's her choice.
Listen, you can't save nobody but yourself.
So do you sometimes feel like it's a, like, I think I heard you speak about just like being in a bubble. Like being in your own bubble.
I'm in my own little bubble. Like I do. I'm in my own bubble.
And the bubble is, you know, you just have your daily routine, your practices.
Everything that's the makings of Shanika.
What about like holidays and stuff? Like, do you participate with the family?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, I love family time. I love my family. And I say this to anybody who's struggling with that. Again, like we talked about earlier about forgiveness. You can't choose your family. You just have to love people for who they are. And I'm a family girl. I'm a lover girl anyway. So I enjoy being with my family. And I have a niece and she's just so amazing. So I don't get mad. I don't get angry. I just enjoy it for what it is. And I really do enjoy that time.
And like you said, you're at that stage of consciousness and awareness where you don't need to prove anything.
I don't need to prove anything. Teach.
Mm-mm. You don't need to push anything on anyone. You can just like laugh and have fun.
I could just be me. And I enjoy my family too, because I can just go there and be myself.
And they're not picking on you?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
No. No, because it's like, you know, I hate when I go around. Well, I hate when people ask, oh, when are you going to have kids and do all that stuff? Like, I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you can't tell.
Okay, like, please.
Why
listen.
Bring me over here with you?
Yeah. And I also think people should, and on that topic, I think people should stop asking women that. And absolutely. Not just for me personally, but you just stop asking that. It's not your business. And you also don't know what people could be dealing with. It's just such a crazy question.
Because
some women may not want to have kids.
Right.
And you just don't know. Stop asking that. It's such a weird thing to ask.
Stop asking women when
they're
going to
have kids. Stay out my womb, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously. It is offensive. Because I don't get asked that anymore. Everyone's kind of quieted down. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think I finally spoke up for myself.
Yeah.
In a moment where I was kind of like asked about it at the dinner table, and I just said, I made a joke. I said, my body, my choice.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of a joke, and then everyone was like, ooh.
Yeah.
And never again was it asked, because I think it was just like, how ridiculous are you to be asking me, like you said, about my womb in front of people.
Everybody.
And do you really want to know the true tea? Like, let me, you know, you don't want to know. You
no.
just are asking, because it's like
it's weird to me. I don't like it, and I'm like, who raised y'all for real?
Yeah,
because I would never ask someone something like that.
Yeah. spiritual warfare.
Yeah,
I hear the term. I actually use it, and I when I think of spiritual warfare, I think of energy. I think of, like, I'm not a super religious person either, but I definitely know that the divine, the most high source, the creator is here. That's my belief. Yeah. And I know I that is, you know, what I'm attached to in a sense.
The spiritual warfare is again, like, a lot of, because we're all under spiritual attack. I mean, obviously the reason is because they don't want you, the powers that should not be, or whatever you want to call it, the enemies, entities, or whatever, don't want you to reach your divine self. When you do that, you can't be controlled. So that's why there's this constant attack on your mental and your spiritual being. Mm. That's why. Mm-hmm. Keep you exhausted, keep you overworked,
distracted.
Right now, like what's going on in this world? People can barely pay their bills. Yeah. They've raised the prices of everything, but are not giving you more money to survive, and people are losing it. And I empathize with that so much. I really do. But the problem is the people in control. Mm-hmm. And the people have to realize the power that they have. They work for you, not the other way around. And things will change if people wake up. Unfortunately, you know, that's beating a dead horse. So what you have to do is, like I said, stop subscribing to a lot of that and realize, like, you're in control of your own life. And how you do that is just by realizing what's going on. Mm-hmm. Once you see what the hell is going on, it cannot affect you anymore. Mm-hmm. I know that there's heavy spiritual warfare going on. Mm-hmm. I know that every day we're being attacked with everything, from the food, from the water, from the self, like everything.
Yeah.
And can I do something about that? No, but I'm aware. So I know how to protect myself from it. I know when there's things that are going on that's trying to harvest my energy and knock me off focus, to get me off track.
Yeah.
And so it's literally just an attack on your divinity.
And it's so crazy. That's so deep, because first you have to believe that you are divine.
You have to believe that.
And I think the religions or the denominations, however, I can't speak too much on it, but the little that I was raised on is that there is a God, there is a supreme being.
There is no man sitting in a sky with no pearly gates.
It's saying that look outward.
Outside of you. And that's why I have a problem with
religion,
because it's teaching you to look for something outside of you. This is why people are still confused and don't know, you know, what the hell.
They're waiting to be saved.
They're waiting to be saved by some white man with blonde hair and blue eyes in the sky. It does not exist.
Yeah.
The God that you're looking for is within you. You do that when you pray, because prayer is essentially meditation. You're literally praying to yourself. To your higher self. You're tapping into the divine, to God, the creator, speaking directly to you. So yes, there's some remnants in there, but overall, it's teaching you to look for divinity outside of yourself. Forever, you will be lost if you stay on that path.
That's almost just like looking for validation.
Yes.
Outside of
again,
yourself.
And that's backwards. Mm-hmm. How is that even possible? Teaching me to worship something outside of myself, when we all know that it's about what's in here. That's how we transform. That's how you change the world. It's like what Michael Jackson said, starts with the man in the mirror.
It does. It really does. I feel like we know, clearly everyone doesn't know, right? Because it's so hard to speak from a place of knowing when you can't teach someone how to know.
Right.
They have to discover it if they want to.
Right.
And I even watched this movie. I can't remember exactly the name of it, but it was based on Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was based on how Hollywood is, like, basically the news is created in Hollywood.
Yes.
And Hollywood is all an illusion. And there was a guy who was a former Hollywood producer, and he created this documentary, and he even talked about what happens with these movies and these television shows is they create these movies about all these different things that could happen, and we tie it so when it does happen in real life, we're assuming, oh, that just happens in the movies, and we're not realizing that the inspiration is real life.
It's called predictive programming. That's exactly what it is.
Predictive programming.
That's exactly what it is. It's programming your mind to accept what's happening. It's just like when the whole, you know, thing rolled out, when we had to wear the mask and things like that. You were already programmed to accept that years before it happened. Think back to Snapchat when they had those little mask filters. You didn't think it was about that, but that's exactly what it's about. And because of the karmic laws, they have to tell you what they're doing. Mm. And whether you figure it out or not, that's up to you. So they're telling you what's going on. Whether you want to believe that it's happening or not is up to you. And another reason why they show you is so that you can manifest it. Mm. If everybody consciously is thinking, oh my God, this is so horrible, we're all going to die, this is so bad, all you're doing is manifesting that to be what your reality is, be what the reality is, because mm-hmm. we're all connected yeah. as one consciousness.
Yeah.
That's what we don't realize. And so if we're all focused on that one thing, it's going to manifest. And that's why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people realize that,
yeah.
things could change.
But they're actively working on a million different distractions to make
yes,
sure that
yes, so many distractions. That's why I say, don't subscribe to that stuff.
Yeah.
Don't.
They even did, in that movie, they talked about the Rodney King attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the Rodney King attack
happened.
Well,
they showed you that.
Yeah, they showed us that. Then the police department had a bad rep after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were boycotting and rioting and stuff like that. They said Hollywood started, in all of their television shows and movies, they started to rebrand police officers. So mm-hmm. in these movies and these television shows, they made the police officer the good guy,
mm-hmm.
and he was there, come to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, I was just like, wow, like, we don't even know that we are being programmed by this entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm like, wow, they
rebranded
police.
It's just an attack on the Black community and Black women, Black men and Black women. You know, the whole point is to eliminate the Black masculine man because he's seen as a threat. That's why there's a huge push to feminize the Black masculine man. That's why there's a huge, that's why they show you videos like that of Black men being brutalized and
yeah.
beat. They did that during slavery when they called it buck breaking. The Black men in front of everybody, because they have to, in your mind, destroy the image of him.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't respect it.
Yeah.
And once you eliminate the masculine men, well, who's there to protect the women and children?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Yeah.
So then you hypersexualize the women. You make them realize that they're not worthy. You won. There's a whole, what is it, the Willie Lynch letter, I think they
yeah.
wrote about that? It's like, come on.
Yeah, once you'll stay a slave in your
yes,
own mind.
Absolutely. You will stay a slave in your own mind. And that's exactly what happened. So understand that. When these things are constantly being shown to you, it's on purpose to destroy the image. I'm telling you, when I travel, and I'm telling you, traveling exposes your mind to so much. And I remember traveling, and we were in Europe, actually, and we were sitting at this table, and the people next to us, you know, we were just talking, and they basically said something. It was just like, oh, we were from Atlanta or whatever, and they was like, oh, hip hop. Oh, gangs and stuff. But yeah, it's funny, right? But this is what everybody sees
yeah.
about us.
Yeah.
That's the perception of Black men and Black women, you know, and it's an agenda. So that's why you have to do the opposite. They're not showing us as beautiful feminine beings,
yeah.
divine beings, because we are.
Yeah, they're showing that.
They're skewing our image so that everybody else doesn't respect and honor the Black woman, because in the Black man, but the Black woman is the most disrespected person on this planet.
To the point where we're disrespecting ourselves.
We're disrespecting ourselves. We other women, we subscribe to it and we do it to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we've been conditioned to hate who we are.
I'm definitely wanting. I'm like, let's go. Like, let's ascend. Let's transmute. Let's transform. And I think that to a lot of people, it can kind of sound just like, damn, this agenda stuff and this warfare
stuff. It's a lot.
Stuff.
It's a lot.
It's like, we're not speaking on this to be scared. There's nothing to be scared of. You should be afraid if you don't know.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Just being aware, just being mm-hmm. open
mm-hmm.
to thinking outside the box can mm-hmm. really like transform
Absolutely.
Your life. And it's like you said, it's super challenging.
It's challenging and it's not easy, but don't live in fear. Fear keeps your vibration low. Fear does not allow you to transform. So don't live in fear. All of this stuff, being aware, is not for you to be in fear. It's for you to know. Again, when you know what's attacking you, then you know how to protect yourself from it. Yeah. You know how to not subscribe to it. So yes, you should be aware, but ain't nothing you can do about it because this shit is over. Okay.
Right.
Like one of my greats would say, Bobby Hemmett. He's one of the greatest occult lecturers.
A little bit.
I love him. Yeah. Like, you know, one of the greatest lecturers we've had in our time. But this shit is over. Mm-hmm. What you're looking for is it's not here. And I know it may sound a little deep, but seriously, you have to start the journey of understanding who you are, because if you don't, you'll just stay stagnant here and you will never find the peace that you're looking for. And one thing that people are always asking me, you know, in regards to everything about my life, what I love the most and all of that, it's because I have peace. Mm. I really have peace. And that's something you can't buy. I have all the clothes, the jewelry. Like, you don't buy that.
Yeah.
It's within. Mm. It's something you find within. And to me, that is the greatest thing ever, because some people go their whole lives and they don't find that.
Absolutely.
They don't find that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. So I wish I had more time with you.
I know, because I can talk for like hours and hours.
We got to do a part two. But I have so much gratitude for you
you
being here. I definitely admire what you do, what you've done for your life, doing for everyone. And I just want you to look in that camera and just kind of like tell people where they can find you.
Okay. Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram, mostly Simply Shanika is my page. My personal page is A Virgo World. And for all the women out there, if you're looking for a safe space for someone to help you along your journey, to help you transform, you can visit my website, simplyshanika.net. And I look forward to speaking with you.